quick halacha for today. There was a couple years ago, 3 years ago, I don't remember anymore, there was a boy in the yeshiva who came over to me and asked a question. Usually we say that Sephardi boys are yotzi with their parents lighting. Their parents lighting at home, the Chanukiah, and whatever time that's going to be, the children do not have to light wherever they are, because we hold Ner Yishuv Beito is only the Balabayit. Balabayit lights, he covers everybody. And there's a whole question, and we go to Eretz Yisrael. When you go to Eretz Yisrael to learn in your yeshiva, and your parents are going to light for you, how does that work when you're ahead of them? Okay, it's a whole question. And the other way around also, I have a friend whose parents' anniversary is always on Chanukah. So while he was single, his parents were always in Eretz Yisrael in their apartment in Yerushalayim on Chanukah, and he was in America in YU. So he has to figure out what to do there too. Everyone can ask his rabbi about those questions. There was just one interesting question, a different question that came up. But there was a guy here, his parents live in New York, New Jersey, whatever, and I think he didn't have a father, his mother was remarried or something like that. And he told me that he's not sure, the stepfather definitely doesn't like Chanukiah, definitely doesn't like Ner Chanukah. The mother might light. If he asks her really nicely, she'll light for him. The question is, what should he do? Should he be somech on a safek that maybe they'll light for him? Should he ask them to light for him? And maybe they'll do it, maybe they won't? Or should he just do it himself? And what about the berachot? So I asked Rabbi Eliyahu ben Chaim, and he told me that in that case, it's better for him to light himself, have kavanah to not be included with the mother and stepfather, and say a beracha. Halacha l'maaseh, we should never need to know. Baruch Adonai l'olam. Amen. Okay.